Do you really think you are stepping outside your comfort zone when it comes to either personal or business growth? I'm going to go over the top three questions that you need to be asking yourself to see if that is in fact true or not. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week, I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I'm recording this one in my car, mostly for the sake of taking imperfect action like I want all of you guys to do. And working with my new project manager, I can create all of the excuses that I want to not record these shows, which I have been. And I love what Laura said. She said, any excuse is pretty much good enough. So to avoid the excuses, to avoid having it be perfect, to avoid having my camera set up, you might hear some clicks or noises or something like that. And that's because I am driving right now to go pick up some supplements for a patient. But what I wanted to do today is I wanted to elaborate on the last episode. So episode 104, where I talk about how I have been stepping way outside my comfort zone in the last couple of months and how much of a transformation that has provided for me. So I wanted to go a little bit deeper into that conversation because it is so easier said than done. Like, oh yeah, just step outside your comfort zone. And oh yeah, you just got to do something that you're not used to doing. And even when I Googled sort of the top ways, you know, you are stepping outside your comfort zone, it was so generic. The answers that they were saying, like, try something new today that you've never done before, or talk to somebody that you wouldn't normally talk to, like just kind of crap like that. You guys are better than what Google is providing you. So I wanted to talk about my top three questions that you need to be asking yourself to really determine if you are stepping outside your comfort zone or not when it comes to either personal growth, when it comes to business growth. Typically, the two kind of coincide. If you're growing your business in a really unique way, usually you're learning some new life skills and showing up in a different way in your business. And I will try to give you as many examples of what I have been experiencing personally to kind of elaborate on the topic. So the first question that I would like you to ask yourself, if you are anticipating doing something, making some sort of a shift, perhaps that is a new investment, perhaps that is signing up for an online course that you've been putting off, maybe it is implementing an online program or creating a course or a protocol or something that you can offer your clients within your business. Whatever the case may be, the number one question that you have to ask yourself is, where is the hesitation coming from? Most likely, that hesitation is happening out of fear, right? All of the things that we tend to put off the longest are because we are afraid, number one, that we will fail, which typically is more coming from then I have to tell people that I failed or that I know that I failed or financially that cost a lot of money and it didn't work out. So there's always that fear more often than not around going into debt, or there's usually a financial piece that's coming into play with regards to, you know, you put the investment out there, you tried your best and it didn't end up working, or you invested in that course, you didn't use it, and therefore it was a waste of money. Again, as I just mentioned, there's usually that fear of perhaps status. So someone is saying, or you're afraid your spouse or partner or family member are going to be disappointed in you, or they're going to say, well, you know, this just isn't working out for you. Maybe you should just completely shift gears. There's a lot of fears that can definitely come up with that. And where I would encourage you to consider is also more often than not, your fears that you are creating are completely irrational, meaning you don't know that that's how people are going to respond. More often than not, and we've all experienced this, more often than not, when you actually do it, or you do end up quote unquote failing, or you do end up making an investment that goes wrong and you tell people about it, very rarely do they ever blow up in your face or make you feel bad about yourself or put you down in some way, shape, or form. More often than not, they just say, okay, what's happened has happened. Let's move on from it. What did you learn? What could we do differently next time? How can we approach this differently? What do we need to shift? What do we need to change? With my relationship with my husband, I do find that financial issues that come up in a marriage are usually the number one reasons why a marriage fails. And I grew up in a household that money was not a taboo conversation, but we just didn't talk about it all that much. We skimped and saved and did everything we could to spend as little as humanly possible. So when I was growing my business, I was 20K in debt for the better part of the first couple of years in my business. When I met my husband, I was like maxing out my line of credit every single month. And it was a conversation that I felt so uncomfortable sharing with him because I didn't want him to think differently about me. I didn't want him to think differently about our potential as a couple or what we could afford as a couple. And every single time I invested into something crazy, it was always amazing to me that instead of Scott being like, well, you can't do that and that's not the right thing for you to do and how are you going to afford that? He would always just say, you know what? Sounds great. Do you have at least a plan of attack of how you're going to make this investment back? Amazing. And then it would always just come down to what is the worst case scenario? And so as I am growing my business significantly, and on the last episode, I talked about how quickly my bank account is dwindling based on all of these shifts. I brought that up to one of the coaching calls and I said, I feel like I'm drowning. Like I am so outside of my comfort zone. I am so uncomfortable right now that I really feel like, you know, I never once took on the changes that I made, which was signing up for a 30K US per year membership. I am 4 months in, hiring 2 new employees on salary. So having to provide that salary, plus the clinic wasn't performing as well as I wanted it to. And on the back end of a failed online launch, there was just a lot of things that were going incorrectly that were costing a lot of money. Never once have I felt that the decisions that I've been making are incorrect or that I would fail, but it is fucking scary. Like, let's just be honest. It is so scary. So I brought it up at one of the coaching calls and I said, this is how I'm feeling right now. I'm not afraid of any of the changes that I made, but it's just been a lot in a very short period of time. What do I do? And the coach said, well, whenever I think about that type of scenario or the risks that I make, I always think, what is the worst case scenario? What is the worst possible thing that could happen that could blow up in your face? So really, when it comes to hiring a new employee, if it doesn't work out, the worst case scenario is I fire that person and I take over the clinic again, which just bites into more of my time. Or if this coaching program doesn't work out, well, I at least implemented as much as I could. I learned as much as I could. I can take this information with me everywhere. So there's really like no downside. If I wasn't going to implement the program, then that's a totally different story. So you always want to be thinking about that type of thing. Excuse me. And again, the money conversation that my husband and I always have is he always believes that it will always work out. And I know based on historical action, every time I've made a significant investment in my business or in myself, I've always found a way to pay it off. And I always went in with the mindset of the sooner I can make this investment, the more time I have to pay that off. So when, again, coming full circle to stepping outside your comfort zone, investments are probably going to be the scariest conversation you will have with yourself with regards to, am I making the right investment? Should I be doing this? How do I feel about this investment? What are people going to think? What are people going to say? And I really need you to, again, take a step back, take a breath, You may feel like you're going to vomit, and that's okay. I certainly did when I joined this program. But what is the worst case scenario that could possibly happen? If you let it go too long before you start making these changes, just think of how many months or years you have left money on the table. And that also scares me more than not taking action, not doing something different, because you have no idea how it's going to turn out. And for everybody who you want to emulate, for everybody who has had success and the type of success that you want to have, do you think that they achieved that just by staying within their comfort zone? Do you think they did that without risking time, money, or any of those finite resources that we have? The answer is probably no. They risked something to some degree and went way outside of their comfort zone in order to achieve that success. And I encourage you to do the same thing. So the number one question there is, why the hesitation? Am I hesitating out of fear of something? The next question that I encourage you to ask yourself is, why is this particular growth, why is what I'm doing right now so important to me? As I have been, reframing and basically stripping down the Maximize Business program and starting from scratch, one of the steps in order to achieve where our direction is going next is really nailing down my vision. And most people, when they go out on a limb and do crazy, crazy things, it's because their vision is so strong and so cemented, and it's so like, this will happen. It's not just a, I would like this to happen someday. It's a, this will happen type of experience. Then it is the only thing that they focus on. It is the only thing that all of their decisions that they make are helping them achieve. It is the only thing that when they make a change in their business, when they make an investment in their business, they see exactly how that puzzle piece fits into their vision. And this vision should be crafted in such a way that it is so much bigger than you that you couldn't see it be attained within the first year, 2 years, 10 years, but it is kind of your North Star. It is your guiding light. It is that compass to which you will make all of your decisions around. And if you haven't crafted that vision properly, I would love to help you do that. And the most important thing throughout this whole podcast is the only thing I want you to do after this show is I want you to reach out and book a strategy call with me so we can answer these questions together and I can help you kind of create that North Star, that vision for your business and get you onto the right path with regards to stop playing small and growing big, like playing big. So you really have to be thinking about, do I have my vision nailed down? So for instance, the vision for Maximize Business is I want all healthcare practitioners, health and wellness professionals to create a multiple six-figure business while simultaneously leveraging their time so they can come home and be present with their family, go on vacations without feeling guilty about leaving their business behind, and maintaining an incredible level of self-awareness. And what that last part means is, as practitioners and predominantly women who kind of make up the majority of our profession, I find we lose our sense of self very quickly in a lot of outdated evolutionary roles that women need to fill. With patients, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The mothers tend to always put themselves last, and therefore they are our predominant clients because they have just let their body go so long and have not fueled up the tank for such a long time that their engine is seizing and their transmission is completely shot. And this is why it is so important for you as you are growing your business, that maintaining self-care, maintaining self-awareness, being very committed and convicted to your beliefs and what you will or will not tolerate is a massive part of my vision in the business. So you have to craft a vision that will work within your business that you want the journey for all of your clients to go on. This is the place that you know once you have accomplished this, you have made the biggest impact possible. And of course, that vision is going to be a massive driving force for you needing to step outside your comfort zone in order to achieve that. The final question that I want you to ask yourself is how is my body responding to where I'm at right now? Every day since I have restructured, remarketed, invested a ton, hired people, when I reflect on who I was being prior to that moment, I can't even recognize that person anymore. Before I started really shifting outside of my comfort zone, I was in bed by 9 p.m. easy. Like for me to stay up past 9:30 was like, my husband would be shocked that I was up that late. I would be spending all of my time when I wasn't charting or dabbling on social media, just watching Netflix shows or any of the movies that I wanted to catch up on or binge watching some sort of new drama. I knew internally that I was wasting time. I knew it, but I couldn't break out of that cycle. So it started with making that first $2,000, which is like $1,000,000 for that first month of joining the program and saying, this is my make it or break it point. This is exactly what I need to invest in right now in order to take my business to that seven-figure level, to grow, to shift, to really become that CEO that I have been dreaming of becoming. Since signing up, I found time. One of the biggest things that we complain about is that we don't have time. And I found time where in between every single patient, I was going through the modules of the course and going through all of the steps that I needed to create to map out my next 90 days and figure out my critical numbers for the year and think about my client-centered mission that I wanted to create. I found time to learn more. I found time to execute more. I am accomplishing more than I have in the past year, in the past 3 months. So I wrote down all of my 90-day targets, everything that I wanted to achieve, and I achieved probably 90% of them. And there's not too many people that I personally have worked with that can say the same thing. Within those 90 days was hiring people, which I've been putting off for like 9 months. I just thought, oh yeah, it would be nice to have an employee to take over for me at the office. But, you know, when the time is right, I'll come around to it. In those 90 days, I made it a finite decision that had to be accomplished. I am now staying up until 10:30, 11 o'clock at night on nothing other than just momentum. So it's not using more caffeine or energy drinks or anything like that. I just created energy out of this new momentum that I found. And yes, I am feeling my body succumb to these changes, and I will talk about that in a second. But I am now journaling every morning, which was something I always desired to do, but never found the time to actually sit and open my journal and write what I wanted to accomplish for the day and write my intentions for the day and the three wins that I had the day before and any frustrations that came up. I never did that. It just wasn't something that I wanted to do. I would always put on my Google Calendar that I would do Facebook Lives once a week or go and do an Instagram story every single day. And I would always find excuses to not do it. And now it's effortless. Like when I catch myself doing it, I'm like, Andrea, this would have taken you weeks to mentally prepare yourself to put out a video. And now I just say, oh, I've got 5 minutes, post a 1 minute video and move on with my day. I cannot tell you how differently my body is changing since I have stepped so extremely outside of my comfort zone. I am basically like nervous, excited almost every single day. And there are definitely moments where I feel like, fuck, like this is going too quickly for me. Am I doing all the right things? Is this too much growth too quick? You know, I'm always questioning myself, but the very next breath is no, this is exactly what you're supposed to do. What is the worst thing that could happen? I have a ton of fears that are coming up. And I think these are fears that I still need to work through around what my potential is. And do I deserve to have the changes that I'm making? And, you know, is giving up like a lot of control, which comes with delegation and hiring, something that I'm comfortable with? And I'm working through those emotions on a daily basis. But I would say, like, in a negative way, which isn't necessarily negative, I do feel certainly more tired. My brain feels tired from all of the new thinking and the mastering and the work that I am doing. But then at the same token, I'm also learning where my limitations are and how I need to take care of myself throughout the journey. I am perhaps feeling a little bit more frustrated at home when I'm trying to get all of this work done, and definitely feeling that irritable feeling coming up when my kids need me and I'm just trying to finish a particular project or task. That definitely is coming up. But again, that is just a short-term loss, if you will, for long-term gain, where I will be able to be at home 5 days a week and still provide for my family and have more time with my family without having my laptop open. Because as soon as I open up my laptop, you can bet that my mind is going to be completely distracted. So I ask you again, if you are truly stepping outside your comfort zone, does your body feel calm and relaxed and routine and unwavering? Because if you are feeling that way, which is a good place to be, you're most likely not doing things that are scaring you or things that are bringing up emotions that you've been hiding from yourself or things that are bringing up fears, but you're moving through that fear and resistance. If you're waking up being like, oh, I have tons of time today, I'm just going to like squander it on watching shows, or, oh, it's a full patient day, I'm just going to focus on my admin and do the things that I normally do and go home and have a great dinner with my family. If everything has become fairly calm and routine, I doubt that you are stepping outside of your comfort zone. So to recap the three questions that you need to be asking yourself, and again, in no particular order, but they do all need to be answered with some sort of a shift. That is, am I hesitating to make any changes out of fear? And what are those fears that are coming up for me? Why is making these changes so important? What is that mission or vision that I have for my business that is driving me to step outside of my comfort zone? And how is my body feeling with all of these changes? And if everything is feeling fairly hunky-dory and fairly safe, I can promise you, you are not stepping outside your comfort zone. So what I want you to do now is I want you to just kind of sit with everything that we just talked about. And then the next thing I want you to do is I want you to click on the strategy call link that I have in the show notes. And I want you to book that call with me. It's going to be 30 minutes. I promise I will not sell you anything on this call. It's predominantly for us to just tease through some of those fears and trepidations that you have, and for me to get to know exactly what the struggles are that are going on in your business and how I can support you. So book that strategy call now. In the meantime, I would love to hear what you think about this podcast. Leave a comment on iTunes or hit me up on Instagram at AndreaMaximND, because the more I hear what you love, then the more I will provide for you. I am, of course, your number one fan, always here in your corner. I am going through all of the things that you want to go through. So you might as well take my journey as an example of what you can expect. And I want to be there for you as you go through it too. So again, I am Andrea Maxim. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. And I'm out.
You guys are killer. Thank you as always for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment. And if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.